on this day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Wednesday the 22nd of June. What happened on this day?
Mr. and Mrs. Scales had a baby. They called her Prunella. Better known as playing Sybil, the wife of Basil, in Fawlty Towers. Prunella, today, she's 90.
What you doing?
I'm kissing you, dear.
Well, don't.
Kris Kristofferson, the American singer, songwriter and actor, today turns 86. He was in the second remake of A Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand.
Wasn't it the first?
No, there was one before that, and Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's is the third remake.
Wow. Mm. Nominated for a record 21 Academy Awards, American actress Meryl Streep today, she's 73.
One of my favourites. Todd Hunter, the New Zealand musician and songwriter, one half of the band Dragon, today he's 71.
He entered the Logies Hall of Fame just the other day. Australian TV sports commentator Bruce McAvaney is today 69.
Yaron, still Yaron.
American singer Cyndi Lauper is also 69.
Bass guitarist with INXS, Gary Beers, is 65.
Why has he got two Garys in his name? Don't tell me that his middle name's actually Gary. And his first name's Gary?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
It can't be right. I've got to Google that. Dan Brown, the US author, wrote the fiction books The Da Vinci Code and Demons and Angels and lots more. He's 58 today.
Australian TV news presenter Jessica Rowe is 52.
West Australian jockey Damien Oliver today turns 50.
Australian model Lara Bingle is 35.
And Marnus Labuschagne, the South African-born Australian cricketer, today is 28.
Speaking of cricket, it was on this day in 1814 that the Lord's Ground in London held its first cricket match with two county teams.
I found out why Gary Beers is called that.
Why?
Because he's got two alternative ways of spelling his name. The original one with double R and the singular one which everyone spells it as. So he adopted it into his name.
Like you do.
Yep. Moving along. And a great invention today. In 1847, the donut was invented by an American guy called Hanson Gregory. Well, he claims to be the inventor anyway.
Cane toads, not exactly the best invention, were introduced in Australia on this day in 1935. They were introduced into Queensland to get rid of a particular beetle that was eating a crop. The problem is the cane toads didn't end up eating the beetle. Now we've got this huge cane toad problem.
Oh dear. In 1969, we lost a legend, Judy Garland, the American actress and singer, passed away at the age of 47.
And the Eastman Kodak Company announced that after 74 years, it would discontinue sales of their Kodachrome colour film. That sad day happened on this day in 2009.
How the times move on. And that's on this day for Wednesday, the 22nd of June.